Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Right Side on the future of talk radio. GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. You know, anytime we do an IRS show, I always ask you to think for yourself. Ask the questions, do the research. We're not telling anyone to do anything. You must decide that on your own. Ralph Kermit Winterode, who joins us today in this second hour or third hour of the Power Hour, straight up top of the hour. We are talking to Ralph Winterode about the position of being a citizen of the state or the citizen of the United States. And there is a major difference, and he's telling us why or what this is based upon. Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, this is critical. This is how they entrap us, because we keep signing up. So we, first of all, they had to get us out of being a citizen of Missouri or a citizen of Texas. Our constitutional rights, these are foreign, like foreign countries, foreign states. Each one of them are different. And our protection is being a citizen of Missouri, a citizen of Texas, and then we have the privileges and immunities to travel between these foreign, quote, states, and then we can go between them in the union of states. Now, this the stuff I'm talking about is Supreme Court decisions. All this stuff is all backed up by them telling us what they're doing. So, first of all, they had to get the people out of their sovereign position to have a limited delegation of power to be a citizen of Texas, citizen of Missouri, whatever. Then, in the 17th Amendment in 1913, because the several states, these foreign states, elected the senators. So, they had to destroy the sovereignty of the Senate. So when they got that back to the people, voting as citizens of the United States, therefore we have, if you want to think of it, it really is a contractual arrangement. The people are no longer there, because every time you go to vote, before you vote, you sign up to be a citizen of the United States. You say, I don't want that Constitution. I want to have Congress over my life, have plenary power, because those people are such great people up there. They can look after me better than I can look after myself.
We noticed the sarcasm in your voice.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because these people are despicable, what's going on in Congress. We keep signing up for it. That's the crazy part, because we don't know. We do not know what they're doing to us and how they're doing it. That's why they keep asking us to vote, to I-9, to go to work for somebody if you're a subcontractor, to get benefits. Are you a citizen of the United States? It's because we have to say, no, I don't want this. And we're supposed to know the law, right? Well, how would we know the law if they've been lying to us? And that's the only choice. If they had a choice, citizen of Missouri or citizen of the United States, and said, which one, what do we get? We'd quit doing it. So we have, therefore, no constitutions, because we have said we don't want to be a part of it. And this is, and I found this because I monitor cases in Pacer. My last bill, I just paid it yesterday, $408 for 3 months, 10 cents a page. They put in there is the United States of America, not United States, is a sovereign body politic. This is what's so neat about Westlaw, because the United States is the union of the states. It's called the United States. The United States of America was the original Articles of Confederation, still there. Well, guess what? When they used to do litigation up until 1913, the moving party was just United States. As soon as they got the 17th Amendment through, all of a sudden we started seeing United States of America, which is Congress. Because there is nobody left. In these briefs, I got, this was one, my first one I saw was in Florida, that the United States of America is a sovereign body politic. And I said, how in the heck can that happen? What does that mean? I tried to go at this a lot of ways. Well, when I finally got this other brief that said, guess what? There's no parties to the Constitution of the several states. There's no parties to the Constitution of the United States, because we all signed up. We don't want it.
Okay, we'll be back after this three-minute break. And, yes, I will take phone calls a little bit later for Ralph Winterode. Not right now, but I know there are some of you chomping at the bit to be able to talk to him. We'll be back after this three-minute break with Ralph Winterode. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to Power Hour. 20 minutes after the hour, wherever you're sitting, the stock market's getting ready to open. I'll give you an update a little bit later. Ralph Kermit Winterode from Alaska is our guest, and the reason I say that is because I feel for him. He's up at 0:30 in the morning to be here with us today, which means an awful lot. He does a radio show on RBN on Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time. If you want to go to his website, Alaska Minuteman, you will find an incredible amount of information and the archives of his radio show, and that's where all the information is, in the archives, and they're all labeled as to what they are. You can listen to those shows, and that's how people get the good information on the IRS. So check it out, AlaskaMinuteman.com. Okay, we're back to the issue of a citizen of the United States versus a citizen of the state. Now, does this have to do with big C, little C, or not? Does that make any difference, Ralph?
And by the way, my show is Sunday, not Saturday. Sunday.
Did I say Saturday? I couldn't have.
Sunday. The best way to get a hold of me is Ralph at AlaskaMinuteman.com. And the best way to get all of this information of because the first thing that I want to say, believe nothing anybody tells you, including me. Check it out. I provide evidence, and then I say, You need to learn. You need to check it out. Use your own judgment, critical thinking. And then I'm doing it. People say you can't do it. Well, just watch, because we're doing it.
You know, and I just want to add here. I just want to add here that that's one thing that you did way back when, because I brought up this before you came on the air, how you checked me out and you checked my information out regarding, you know, the United States involved in basically killing our military. You checked all that out, which I was shocked when you called me and you had already reviewed all the information and you said, you're right, and we need to do something about this. So you are one that does your research and your homework.
Well, I am. I checked out the stuff on the Gulf War Syndrome, and I couldn't believe what they were doing to our military, and our Senator Murkowski, Frank Murkowski, was in on it. And what's more amazing is that nobody wanted to do anything about it. I said, what's wrong with America? And at that point, I had a company and some money, and we did a film, and by golly, we went out here and did some seminars, and you've been carrying the torch of trying to get this information out to people. Say, wake up, folks. They're treating our military like lab rats.
And you know, I still hear from some people in Alaska that heard those programs at Anchorage and Fairbanks, and at Soldotna, I believe we did one. There are still people that write to me and say that that's how they learned what was going on and it enlightened their life. So you made a huge difference. And plus, you paid for the documentary, Gulf War Illness Factor Fiction, and that really changed the life of a lot of people. But anyway, go ahead with your description of the citizen of the state versus the United States.
Okay, so once we have eliminated the people from the Constitution, the sovereign, there's two parties, the people, we the people, and the several states. And once both of those are out of the Constitution, who's left? Congress. And that's the, excuse me, that is the, those people in D.C. where they have plenary power, absolute power, which is fine over taxation. It's called income tax, immigration, the commerce between states. That's fine. All those is perfectly correct. But they get us to sign up for something that we don't know, and to become a fiction in law to where then they have absolute control over us and they hoodwink us. Now, what can we do about it? And first of all, I would like to say, too, your disclaimer, do not step out of the IRS unless you learn a little something about it. And but I'm doing it. But anyway, you know, you need knowledge before you jump off the cliff.
That's right. And you do private consulting for people, don't you?
I have a IRS list for $250 postal money order, and you send a postal money orders to my address, I will sign you up. If you can't afford it, you just email me and say, I can't, why, and I will still sign you up, because it's not about the money. We're going to take these people on, and we're making a difference. And because, we're actually doing it. You know, instead of just talking about it, I give cases out. I give case numbers on the people that will allow their names to be out there. And we're doing it. Tell me it can't be done. Like McAlpine, Jim McAlpine in North Carolina. I mean, we did it in his first case. And, hey, tell me it's not so. I'll give you the stuff right out of Pacer. I'll give you the stuff. You can go check it out. So anyway, with that said, what do we do? Who actually owes taxes? Well, it's found in the code in 77, Title 26, 7701, A16. Non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations, and that's done by treaty. Those people are the only ones that they can lawfully tax. What they have done to us, because we think we're citizens of the United States, out here in the fiction, they get around and create the illusion. And what they've done is they moved us into under what's called the public rights doctrine, the plenary power of Congress, into the administrative world. In the administrative world, you have no right to any judicial determination. It's done by the executive legislative. They make determinations among themselves. There is no third branch. And it's inquisitorial. It's where the judge is looking for the answers and makes the decision. It's all rolled up in just two branches, within the public rights doctrine. How do we know that for sure? Well, thanks to this case out of the, and I just emailed that, by the way, to your people there. The tax court, our only remedy is when we get afoul of the IRS and we put on our W-4 checkbox 7 and say, quit taking out my income tax because I'm not subject to it, which is the correct way to proceed. Well, then you may get a notice of deficiency from your Internal Revenue criminal saying, hey, we haven't seen a tax return. You owe this money, whatever. They just make it up out of thin air. Our only remedy, the first remedy, is to go to tax court. Well, is tax court a real court? No. What kind of court is it? Well, the courts have said, guess what? This court only adjudicates public rights doctrine. Well, wait a minute. Do they adjudicate statutes? No, because we tried that also by putting statutes in there, and they strike statutes. It's public rights doctrine. So wait a minute. Then what is public rights doctrine? Because I don't know this. Nobody's told me about this. Public rights doctrine is where I have established a relationship with the United States of America. And how did I do that? Oh, I signed up to be a citizen of the United States. I've accepted a benefit, and there are a jillion cases that says anytime you accept a grant, a benefit, you have no right to any court or any remedy. Whatever the party is that grants the benefit can withhold all remedies, and you have no right to any constitutional court. Now, there's a scary thought, because right. Everything is tied into grants. We'll give you money here, and then you've signed up to be under the public rights doctrine, under regulations. How often do you see this regulation, that regulation? And we don't understand how we ended up in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we got there. Excuse me. So, what do we do about it? Well, there are there's only a couple of solutions. One is what's going on down in Texas, which the average person is not going to be taking on a regulation. That's for the big boys, like what the Texas is doing, and 25 other states. That's one thing. The other the solution that I'm doing is, how would I get back to being a citizen of Missouri or a citizen of Texas or whatever? Well, I have a thing that I've made up based on the naturalization document of the government. The best minds put that thing together, modified it, put it into the public record. Okay, that's the first step. I'm a citizen of Alaska. And I'm not a citizen of the United States out of the 14th. Because people think they are bound by the 14th Amendment, and that is not the case. If you read it very carefully, it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens of the United States. How do I get to be subject? I keep signing up, because every paper they put out to me says, hey, Ralph, are you a citizen of the United States? And I've signed a jillion of them. You betcha. I didn't have a clue what it was, but it must be good because it's on the form, right?
That's right. That's right.
Nobody told me. Did they tell me that I don't have direct access to the Bill of Rights because I keep hearing the Second Amendment right? No, that's not true. I don't have a Second Amendment right. What I have is incorporated into the fiction by five justices minimum that make a determination of how I shall access that.
That is incredible. That is incredible.
And I got about, I think there's 48 Supreme Court cases that I can find where they talk about the incorporation doctrine. Because they don't incorporate the Seventh Amendment. They don't incorporate the military being housed in your stuff. They tell you, well, we're just picking certain ones of these. Do they tell us that? Have you heard that on the media? Of course not. And you think these congressmen don't know this by now? Of course they know.
They do know. They do know.
They got to know.
The congressmen know.
Some of them. Some of them have to know. How could you be there and not know this? I mean, I know we sent up a Senator Sullivan, and he did good for the first 4 months. Now, all of a sudden, he signed up on that treaty nonsense, or that stuff on that, where they can get around and do the commercial stuff, and all Congress can do is up or down it. So he's already in, by April, he's already fell off the wagon. He lasted 4 months. And does he know how the subsidy rules? I had a conversation with him over here, met with him personally. We had about 5-6 minutes, and he knew exactly what's going on.
Is that right? Okay, we've got a four-minute break. Ralph Winterroad is our guest today. We'll take the phone calls. They are lining up after this break. And a lot of people are asking, how do you rescind your national citizenship? And then how do you gain a state citizenship? We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joy Schmeier.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to entertain questions for Ralph Wetterode. But at this point, Ralph, I'm getting so many questions on, can you rescind your status of being a U.S. citizen?
You don't rescind anything. You get it straight. What you do is you, and I just emailed it to you, a blank, and what you do is you have to get to be, say you want to be a citizen of Missouri and you're not a citizen of the United States under 14 Stat 27, 1866 and all that. And you don't want to be anything to do with the public rights doctrine except under the law of necessity, because we can't get clear of all this. It must be put into the public record, but that's only step one. Step two is I'm modifying the things to sign up to vote. Why would you vote as a citizen of the United States to have Congress rule? Why wouldn't you vote as a citizen of Missouri for my republic? I want my sovereign country in one of my several states. I want the protections of the Constitution of Missouri and its Bill of Rights back. And we put those in Missouri, Alaska, Oklahoma, and Texas, and a couple other ones. And you know what? Nobody at the divisions of elections has said a word about changing those.
Is that right? That was wondering about that.
Nope. Not a peep. And what you do is when you modify that, then you also put on your C public record so-and-so. Now, most states, counties, will not allow you to put in something like this. Alaska does. It costs me $70 time I get through with all of it. Alaska allows it. It doesn't make any difference where it is. But you do that first. You get your status correct so that it's in the public. They can look it up then. Then you go say, I want to vote for my republic. And to hell with that, citizen of the United States. I want to vote to be a citizen of Missouri. What a novel idea.
Okay, let me go back to what did you pay $70 for?
Well, you have to pay over here to get it. It's $40 to get it registered, and you got to pay to get a certified copy, and then to get it mailed back to you from Alaska if I do it.
Okay, get what registered?
Oh, it's a certificate of public status, citizenship, and allegiance. And it's based on their naturalization document.
Okay, so in each state, do we have a certification of public status? Or
I made this up. I modified it with all my knowledge. And then you should be able to go down and put it into the public record. But the counties don't want to put that in there. They just want to do basically land stuff.
Okay. Do you have this on your website, or is it in your list?
No,
or email list?
My web page is not up yet, really, because I had a guy who was going to do it and he didn't. I've been so busy with legal briefs, and I'll get to that in a minute, because we haven't got to the real punchline yet of how to do this.
Okay.
But I just email it, and you can do it yourself. Modify it, the Word document, put your color picture in there, and like I say, it's based on their naturalization document, where when you're naturalized, you come in as a citizen of the United States of America. And that's good. That's a traveling citizenship. And then you plant your tush down, you become domiciled in one of the several states, and you become a citizen of Missouri. And then you use that Constitution and its Bill of Rights as your protection. That's how it's done. But you must get around and sign up that you want to vote. Why wouldn't you vote to have your republic back? Why would you vote to put those idiots in Congress in charge of your life? Well, we don't know that. Nobody told us that.
That's right. Okay, so you need to make it officially known, and you need to change it on your documents, your voter registration, et cetera?
Yep. First of all, you make the public record, which I just emailed it to you. I showed you a blank one that people can modify themselves. And then if they can't, they have to get it to me for $70, and then I'll go run it over to Palmer and do it and send it back to them. And then I will also modify your state voter registration, because I have Acrobat Pro and I modify documents.
Okay.
And nobody's objected to date.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, that's the first step, to get your status back. How we get the 17th Amendment back, that's going to be a major uphill battle, because we need to get a real Senate back. But first of all, we got to get us back. There's two parties to the Constitution, or to our Constitution. Us, the people, in our sovereign state, as citizens of one of the several states, and then the several states. The several states is gone because of the 17th. I don't know how they pulled that off, how they get people to vote for this stuff. But anyway, so that is that part. That's part one. But now what are we doing that's got the IRS tangled up now, big time. Have you heard of this Trowbridge case, T-R-O-W-B-R-I-D-G-E, was going around all over the internet?
No, I've not.
Yeah, okay, well, he's the guy who's taking on the sovereignty. Okay.
We'll hear about it after this break. We've got a three-minute break, the Trowbridge case, and sovereignty after this three-minute break. Stay tuned. Ralph Winterroad is our guest. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. Ralph Winterroad is our guest. We were talking about the Trowbridge case, which has a lot to do with sovereignty. It's the sovereignty case, if you will. And then he says, Ralph says, I have a hammer to throw down for you. So go ahead, Ralph, with the importance of the Trowbridge case.
Okay, well, that's a guy that was challenging the jurisdiction of the federal courts. So the question becomes, where do I find a constitutional court that I can rely upon and they have no wiggle room? All of the several states, because they're courts of general jurisdiction, can do administrative law and they can do constitutional law. The court that's in the District of Columbia, the appellate and the District of Columbia, can do administrative law and they can do constitutional law. The only courts in all of America that are bound strictly to cases and controversies arising under Article 3 of the judicial power of the United States are the federal courts in the several states. So what do we do to them? Now, we have put this in a McAlpine's case on appeal, en banc, stopped since June 9th. Three of them in the 10th Circuit, stopped.
One
in the 8th Circuit, going on interlocutory appeal, stopped a sanction of a guy three times, waiting on the appellee brief. One filed by Nervius in the District of Columbia on these books and records thing, because the only court that can hear administrative stuff is the court in the District of Columbia. So how do we use this? Well, you go in and you say, you know what, I got this public rights stuff here, and you know, those people in D.C. were so nice to give us the rest of the stuff to make this work. You, by the way, on the subject matter jurisdiction, have ruled that it must be on the record, it can't be waived by the parties, and the court can't proceed without it being on the record. Well, guess what? Public rights doctrine can't stand the test of constitutional law of Article 3, Clause 2, or 28 U.S.C. 1331. Because if you are a constitutional court, you, in the several states, cannot hear public rights doctrine. You can't hear internal revenue laws, which are strictly only in D.C. You can't hear them. So you're going to have to choose. If you think you're Article 3, you can't hear IRS. If you're doing IRS, you're not Article 3. You boxed yourself into a corner. And they're stuck.
Okay.
Stuck. And because we've got, like I say, McAlpine's en banc usually for a rehearing. If you're familiar probably with that, but that's after you've lost a decision. Usually those en banc rehearing, they just wait about a week and say, denied.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting there. They stopped, and then we filed one in on Sunday at 7 a.m. into the tax court, because even agencies have to have subject matter jurisdiction. 6 hours later, this guy got a call from them and said, hey, we're going to do a summary judgment. 6 hours?
Wow.
And guess what? Yeah. And 25 hours later, they put in for a motion for summary judgment. We, in the tax court, woke them up, because those guys usually sit there for months and don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So in 31 hours, the tax court is coming out with the nonsense. But this is a killer, because when you go to tax court, you must. You probably lose. I don't know. We're going to see what happens. But they can't hear the appeal in the federal courts in the several states. That is
amazing.
The killer.
Okay, that is important. Now, have we covered what you want to cover before we go to the calls?
Yeah, that's the hammer, because the internal revenue laws are not laws of the United States. The internal revenue laws are only good in the District of Columbia. And I'm not domiciled in D.C., and I'm not a citizen of the United States. Because, you see, a citizen of the United States, by the way, that's interesting, too. A citizen of the United States in the District of Columbia is a qualified elector, and they're not subject to the 14th Amendment. I didn't tell us that either.
Yeah, that's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, really important information for you to understand. And it's already been sent to me, and it's going to be going to Catherine. It'll be in the email blast today. Check it out at thepowerhour.com. Sign up for the email blast and pass this program on to others. All right, let's go to the callers. I'm going to go to June in PA. June in PA, you're on the air with Ralph Current Winter Road. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Joyce.
Morning.
Thank you so much. We listen to you every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Your show is like alkaline water. We got to have it.
Thank you so much.
Question to your guests. When the slaves were free, when did they become citizens of the U.S., of America?
I'm sorry, what was the first part of the question?
When the slaves were free.
Oh.
Is that what you said?
Okay.
When the slaves were free,
yes.
How did they become a... Okay,
what they did, because they couldn't directly reach into the several states, they created an overlay in 1866, the fiction in law, so that they could overlay it to being a citizen of one of the several states and then a citizen of the United States. They created that in 1866. They memorialized it in 1868. Then they said, oh, by the way, you know, we could have naturalized those black folks over there. In 1870, they passed another statute and said, guess what? You could be naturalized and become citizens of the United States of America and be domiciled in any of the several states. But we don't tell nobody about that.
This is
okay.
So
is that a shocker?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
definitely.
June? Anything else, June?
No, thank you. We'll be going back over at listening to you, continue to listen to your show, and we'll be in touch with you.
Thank you so much.
Ralph or Mr. How do you spell your name again? Winteroth?
Winter Road, WINTERROWD. But if you want information, it's Ralph, RALPH, at AlaskaMinuteman.com. And if you don't hear from me immediately, just email me, or they get the number here at 907-357-8003. I want this information out there. Check it out. And I can give you the documents of what I just talked about very easily.
Okay, all the contact information will be in the email blast. And again, Ralph, the phone number is
907-357-8003.
8003. Now, this is not a number to call and get tax code 101. This is a number, if you want to consult with Ralph, that's the number to call, 907-357-8003. All right, thank you very much, June and PA. Let's go to Jack in Texas. Jack, you're on the air with Ralph Winter Road. Go ahead, please, Jack.
Yeah, I'm glad I caught the show. Ralph, question, you're talking about the law of necessity. Now, I understand the concept, obviously, of what you're talking about, but is there actual law that backs that up, saying that...
Yes.
Just like your driver's license. I mean, obviously, you have no choice but to have the driver's license.
Right, there is. And I'm going to be taking on the driver's license at some point, but there's only one of me, and I have over 18 cases open right now, and I'm not an attorney, not a counselor. I just provide research document for people to use.
Right. Well, yes. I just use the driver's license as an example, but the point being, so there is actual law that backs up saying, well, I have no choice but to use these things that would otherwise drag me into that citizenship.
That's right, because under law of necessity, we are in Babylon, where we're basically like in Egypt, in Israel, when they were slaves. And we're trying to break out of that, but the problem is we're not going to overturn it overnight. It's not going to happen.
Right, right. One last thing. You were talking about the situation in Florida where things were moving so quickly in 30-something hours. So
yep, 31 hours.
31. So the government, the tax court, the government side comes back and says they're requesting summary judgment from the judge. What's the next step, or what do you think would happen?
What we do there is we can wait, we can oppose it. But the interesting part is the chief counsel for the Internal Revenue Service only operates in the public rights venue and jurisdiction. That person, those attorneys, cannot step into a constitutional court. They can't go there. So what they do is they're going to do this, and if we lose there, which we probably will because it's all rigged, that's fine. Then when we go up on the appeal to the appellate court, this will be the 11th Circuit, that court then will slap the tax court right in the head and say, guess what, Bubba, your public rights doctrine, we can't hear you. Overturn. Back up. You lose.
Okay.
All right.
Jack's case.
Go ahead.
Another thing is people that are in criminal issues need to bring this up immediately if you're being charged criminally. And I can give you some information on that. Or if you're in jail, you can go against the warden. You can file a habeas corpus ad subjunctum because the subject matter jurisdiction, or if you're on parole, has to be in the record. And if they don't have it, the court cannot put you in jail. They can't do this. This is a hammer that I never thought we'd have.
Wow. I'll tell you what, Ralph,
if you know how to use it.
You're not getting me the 1,000 Points of Light Award, I can tell right now. Thank you very much, Jack. I appreciate you. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Ralph Winter Road.
Let me shift gears for just a minute. He needs to take that hammer he's speaking of and emblazon it in the email blast today for everybody that is being falsely accused or has been falsely accused to be able to understand.
Okay, I'm going to...
Well, I'll tell you what I will do is I will send Joyce one of the briefs that we've done. I'll have to sanitize it. I just did a research appellate brief that was filed Tuesday in the 10th. I will sanitize it, and I will send it out, and then you can read what we're doing. How about that?
Okay, please pass that on to us so we can put it in the email blast. Go ahead, please, Mike.
There's a lot of people that have different ideas on this solution as far as making a declaration that they are an American national versus U.S. citizen, as opposed to filing a UCC-1 form, which is where they rescind all of their government documents, which ties them to the government. Do you have an opinion on that?
I do. You're not an American national. Here's your citizenship that you can back up. A citizen of the United States of America. That's a fact. That's in anybody that's naturalized. I have the documents. I get documents and I read them. When you become domiciled, you become a citizen of Tennessee or a citizen of wherever. That means you are part of the Constitution of whatever state you're in and that Bill of Rights. You can be an American citizen, which is somebody that's born on the land anywhere in any of the several states. This national stuff, German national works good because there's only one country. We are not one country. We are a union of 50 foreign states joined together under the union of states with a federal government that has plenary power only in certain areas out of D.C. We're not taught this plenary power stuff of the internal revenue, of the immigration laws, commerce between the states. That puts Congress totally in power, irrelevant of anything going on with the several states. That's our citizen status, and I can prove it all.
Okay. Anything else, Mike?
No, I'll wait for the email blast. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we'll make sure in the email blast you'll get all this information. Catherine is so good to do this, and it goes out to thousands of people then. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Ralph Winter Road.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that I hope people would just look up something. I don't have all the articles, and a lot of them I think are very valuable. Right-wing lies about taxes. Right-wing lies about taxes.
Okay, let me ask you a question before you go on.
Go ahead.
I've got feedback here. Trevor. Help me. Okay. Are you now or have you been an FBI agent, John?
Me? I've been the one who's exposing COINTELPRO decades before you were, my dear. You know, and I really appreciate what you're saying about that.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to ask that question. Go ahead, please.
And now you call me an FBI agent because...
No. I didn't call you that. I ask you, are you now or have you ever been an FBI agent? I always check out information that I get, and I'm just asking a question, that's all.
Would you ask a question like that? I mean, it's incredible. I've been exposing COINTELPRO and the FBI since the 1960s. I've been a victim of it.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay. That's all I need to know.
That's it.
End of story. Okay.
Hey,
Trevor, can you get rid of this feedback, please?
It's an echo.
Okay, it's an echo from your phone. Are you on a headset or something, John?
No, I'm not.
Well, we got feedback from your phone. It's yours. Okay, we can't do anything about it. Do you have the volume too high?
Of the radio.
Is your radio on or anything?
Turn the radio off. Okay.
Please tell me you didn't have the radio on. You know better than that, John. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Tess, you can hear me now. I didn't have it on audibly. What I wanted to say is that I think there's another article I read. I wish I could have pulled it up. It's called U.S. Fascism. U.S. Fascism will come disguised as a struggle for states' rights and individual freedom. And I think in many cases, if you look behind these claims of being opposed to ordinary people's or small business taxation, you find some of the greediest multi-billionaires like the Koch brothers who fund the John Birch Society, the libertarianism, their father, one of the biggest...
Okay, wait a minute. This is on a tax issue we're talking about here. Do you have a question for Ralph Winter Road?
Well, that is in the form of a statement question, and beyond that, I think we have to realize...
I have no comment because it's all subjective. I have no comment.
Okay. He deals with documents. Thank you very much, John in Ohio. Let's go to George in Texas. George, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Two questions. One is if I fill out a form and file it for record that I am a citizen of my state, does that jeopardize any federal benefit that I may get in the future, such as Social Security? And number two, I've been in federal court before, And I had to prove up that I was a United States citizen in order to prove to the judge that I had jurisdiction. So could you please answer those two points, please?
I can't. Under the law of necessity, Social Security, 15% out of mine. I changed my status last year, and 2 months after I changed my, got the public record and changed my voting thing, they quit taking 15% out. Can I prove that direct correlation? No. I went after the IRS again, and because they come back and said they added some more nonsense, and I poked them in the eye, and they said, oh, we're going to take that 15% out. I said, go for it. Hadn't happened. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the other issue, that's what the law of necessity is about. Because you cannot, anybody that tells you you're going to be able to step out and go, not going to happen, folks. You have to take a step at a time. First of all, you have to determine who you are in the public record. Then you got to start voting for your republic, and then you take each one of these forms. Like I had a guy that signed up for an I-9. They wanted to be a citizen of the United States. I just took my Acrobat and changed it and filed it in. Everybody's happy as a clam. They don't read good. Not my problem.
Excellent. Excellent.
I'm not following you, though.
Okay, you can get Social Security. Does it jeopardize it at all? And you can get other benefits, but if you start signing up, you want to be very careful what you're doing and see, maybe change it or get a hold of me, and I'll give you some advice or change the document and submit it.
All right, we got a three-minute break. We'll be back with Ralph Kermit, Winter Road. Thank you very much, George in Texas. VJ in Maryland, you're up next. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll be back. Three-minute break.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Welcome back to Power Hour, final segment today of the Power Hour. So glad to have you join us. Ralph Winterroad has been our guest, and if you want to become a student of Ralph Winterroad, I would go to his website, AlaskaMinuteman.com. You can listen to all of the programs that he has done on RBN. Get yourself educated there, and then if you want to give him a call, that all that contact information will be in the email blast. But for those of you not online, 907-357-8003, 907-357-8003. Let's go to VJ in Maryland. VJ in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
When you understand who you are, it becomes a little bit easier, I think, to stay out of their clutches. The one thing I wanted him to address was, when you register to vote, mm-hmm. you have to sign under penalties of perjury that you are a U.S. citizen.
Right. No, you don't. You change it. What I do is I go into the forms, and I take that out, and I change it to be a citizen of whatever the state you're in, and I also put on there the public record where you've got it filed, so you give them notice of who you are, and nobody has said a peep about changing it.
Well, when we asked for the definition of U.S. citizen, we were thrown out of the office.
Because they don't have one.
Apparently.
If they told you that you're under the public rights doctrine and you're a slave, and they probably
don't
know.
Well, I want everyone to recognize that when they register to vote, that that's what they're signing if they don't change the document. And that's on almost anything that you sign, so you really have to be aware that you are not a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, correctly, you are usually a citizen of the United States. That's the usually, once
okay.
in a while you'll see
All
U.S.
Right.
citizen, but usually
All
citizen
right.
of the United States. But you're absolutely
Thank
right,
you.
Ma'am.
Thank you very much, VJ, for the phone call. Let me go to Joy in Missouri. Joy, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Ralph Winterroad.
Good morning, Joyce, and good morning, Ralph.
Morning.
I'm so glad you're having this again. Unfortunately, I don't get to hear your show regularly because I don't have electricity, but a friend in university in the mid-90s told me about your show. I began being scrutinized, and as a result, I've learned a lot about some of these things that he's talking. And
okay, we don't have much time, so do you have a question
in,
for him? We
yes,
don't have much
I
time.
I do. I just wanted you to know I've known of you for a while, and I
well,
appreciate
thank you.
Ralph being on today.
Thank
because
you.
I've been listening regularly for over 2 years. As
okay,
I
but we don't have
but
much time.
My question is very simple. If he would please fully and somewhat more slowly go through all the steps again, because when we get our voting form.
Okay, we've got 1 minute left in the program. We've got 1 minute left, Joy. I'm sorry, we can't go through all those
email
steps.
Email me, ma'am. Email me at
Ralph. She's not on email. She's not on email. You'll have to get somebody's computer and listen to his radio shows. That's all I can tell you, Joy. I'm sorry we don't have more time. Dave in Michigan, real quickly. Go ahead, please. Dave, are you there? Okay, I guess he stepped away from the phone then. Ralph, I want to thank you very much for joining us. We're out of time. It has gone by so fast. But compelling information, ladies and gentlemen. All I can say is go to AlaskaMinuteman.com. You can get his contact information. It'll be in the email blast. All this information will be there for you to look at in the email blast. Ralph, thank you so much for all you're doing. Please keep going. Take care of yourself. We need you so very much.
Well, you too.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day, and thank you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, he is the real deal, I will tell you. I've met him, and he is the real deal. Thank you so much, Ralph. We will see you all tomorrow. It's all about the truth, and we're going to be talking, we've got, let's see here, get my sheet here. We're going to be talking to Rachel McIntosh. The experiences of an insider in the military-industrial complex, and Michelle of Carriage Trade Soaps. We like to honor our people who have a business, and we do business with the good guys. Have a blessed day. We'll